Do you know that noodle?
The name of a girl and a song about Aunt Dinah's quilting party.
Aunt Dinah's quilting party?
Or in the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Mary.
Who did the cow kick in the stomach in the barn?
I never heard that one.
What's the nickname for a little boy named William beginning with a B?
William Tell? Uh-huh.
Or, if his name were William, for short you'd call him
Billy?
Will is a nickname for
William?
Other nicknames for William.
Not that I know.
Who wrote the first of the four Gospels? The other three were Mark, Luke, and John.
I don't believe I know that.
Or the first book of the New Testament in the Bible.
You need Billy up here now.
Let's see. Matt is short for
Matthew.
A woman who conducts school is a
school teacher.
Would it be an old-fashioned term for this?
School mom.
A preacher that's not really trained, doesn't have a regular pulpit, preaches on Sunday here and there, and makes his living doing something else. If he isn't very good at preaching, you call him a...
preacher?
Or a part-time carpenter you might trust to build a chicken coop, but you wouldn't trust him with anything serious as a...
jackleg carpenter?
Would you ever call a preacher a jackleg preacher?
No, I wouldn't, no. Uh-huh.
What about other people? Would you say a jackleg lawyer, or a jackleg governor, or a jackleg doctor?
I suppose you could.
Uh-huh. Sure. Let's see, what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your mother's sister would be your aunt.
And your mother introduces you to his brother and sister and says, this is
my cousin.
And this is
my sister.
Or if your mother has a sister living nearby and suggests, this is a good afternoon for you to go visit
your neighbor.
Let's see, what's a girl's name beginning with S?
Susan, Sarah, lots of them.
Let's see, Sally is a nickname for
Susan, I suppose.
And Susan is the proper name for the nickname.
Sarah?
If your father had a brother by that name, you'd call him. If your father had a brother named William, you'd call him
Uncle William.